Gonna just press the record button. And hi Christian, how are you?
Well, I'm fine. Would you tell me about my level of microphone? Is it understandable?
Yeah,
Oh,
it's
yes. Yeah,
perfect.
very understandable.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So, what is it that you would like to work on today?
Well, first of all, I have a question, Femke. Can I ask it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm reading Michael's about meta coaching that you just wrote it, and there was something about the self, the matrix of self. And in the question, there is how do you see yourself or something? Just I cannot, which is the representation of people make of themselves, of their self, not themselves, of their self. And I was trying to figure out how to ask a question about that. Did you ever have the experience to ask a film how the people represent themselves and to ground this? And I'm looking for a context where it could happen, and I just do not find.
Okay, how they represent themselves, in terms of
Well, it's about how they represent their self,
okay, yeah,
their self-image,
absolutely.
you know.
Yeah, that's a very valuable question to ask, absolutely, and especially if someone is being really harsh on themselves and they seem to have like a lack of self-esteem, etc., then that can be really powerful. In the what is it called? The social panorama from Lukas Dirks. What he always asks is so if you, he first asks, so where is your sense of self inside of you? Where do you feel it? Because it's both a, you can have it visually or kinesthetically, but where do you feel your sense of self? And then as you feel like a thread like going out of you, where do you, like where would you put yourself? I actually did that once, like years ago, when I did my NLP, and I discovered that I was actually in the ground. I was underneath the ground, and so I couldn't really see myself. It was really interesting to see that, to notice that. The power of how we represent our sense of self and how we, because it's all about relationship with ourselves. So, yeah. Did that
Okay.
answer your question?
Yes, so let me check if I understood. If it means first you ask a question how they feel themselves, and from the feeling you go to some visual experience.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, like how, what do you see? So Pascal has a written a paper on this.
I wrote a paper on, it was called I Trust Myself, and it was about how people represent themselves with regard to trust. So if you're interested, I could send you that paper,
Oh, sure, that'd be great.
or I could send it to Femke and she can send it to everyone if you want.
Yeah, or you can post it in the Facebook group. That would be great.
We post papers there?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can let me quickly check. You can add a file, so you can, it says when you're in the on the page, it says write post, add photo, video, and all the way to the right it says add file.
I'll add one then. I'll add
Yeah.
one later. Okay.
Cool. Thanks, Pascal. So did that answer your question, Christian?
Yes, really. I was asking how to ground the thing to go because for people who do not know about visual and kinesthetic and all the NLP stuff, how to create the effect that they can
Right.
see themselves. Okay.
Yeah. Great. Yeah.
Yeah, this paper takes a little slight difference in that. It doesn't necessarily, it asks about how they see themselves in terms of the visual. It doesn't lead with the feel or anything. It just
Right.
So it's a little different.
You don't have to, definitely. So there's several ways that lead to Rome, if that's the saying here in English. I don't know.
I think it is. I think it's some. That's similar. Yeah.
Okay, so I see that Raquel has joined us as well. Hi, Raquel.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, and you?
Yes,
thank you.
Doing well. So, do you have any questions? Is there anything that you want to discuss in particular today?
No.
Okay. Very good. So, any other questions that we have? Okay, so if there's no questions, in terms of coaching, what is it that you would like to learn today or focus on today?
Well, I still struggle with grounded meta questions.
Grounded meta questions, okay. Okay, so do you have a question about grounded meta questions?
No, in fact, I wanted to be coached about something.
Oh, okay, you want to be coached. That works, that works. Okay, so if you want to be coached on something and so what is your confusion with regards to grounded meta questions?
About making them grounded. So
okay.
It looks like I have a challenge because of meta questions I want to ask when the people, the person keeps talking, and I need to go back to ask my grounded meta questions.
Yeah.
And I'm a bit lost because maybe something more interesting, I may say, jumped in. So I'm a bit confused about. So should I let go of the meta question and just feel and just follow, or ask my meta questions? And I'm a bit confused by this.
Okay. So in the call earlier, the question was, so the topic was on the client sitting down behind the computer and preparing for a meeting, but she found that boring. And then the coach asked, so what do you believe about boring, about that being boring? Well, that's like, it's not a grounded question. In a way, it's like a grounded meta question. But it's one that really opens everything up. So I can go to like, well, being bored is on the one hand, it's good. And on the other hand, it's not so good. And being bored is, a waste of time. What else do you believe about being bored? So in order to ground it, you want to like it's. You think in terms of, okay, bored is an outcome. It's just a symptom. So what do I believe about sitting down behind the computer that makes me feel bored or that makes it boring? Then I'm directing my client with their attention in a specific direction. And that, I think, is really critical to keep in mind is what direction do I want to send my client into when it comes to asking a meta question. That's one. And then another one is, if I'm understanding you correctly, your client may say something and you might have like a meta question about what they're saying, but then they go somewhere else that is might also be important. Well, before then you ask a meta question, I would ask a testing question or, do an acknowledgement. I've heard you say this. And then get the acknowledgement, and then ask like, what is the most out of that? What do you want to talk about today? So that you know, okay, this is what we're talking about, so that's what I'm going to ask meta questions about.
Okay.
Does that...
Yes, so...
I'm sorry, I lost you for a moment. Christian?
Do you hear me?
Oh, I think you're coming back now.
Okay. Can you hear me? 1, 2, 3?
Yes.
No. Okay, now it's because I have a signal on my computer that it's... microphone is working, but it seems you do not hear me.
Okay, I can hear you. It's a bit tinny.
Okay, okay. So, so is it that it's grounded when it's related to the outcome?
It is, yes. Well, it's you know, you can, a meta question is grounded when it is related. So if I ask, what do you believe about that? Then it's not grounded to something.
Mm-hmm.
So if I ask, what do you believe about yourself or a peanut butter sandwich or something like that, anything, then it is grounded because you ask it about something in particular.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call grounded. The
okay.
The added thing, it makes it relevant when it is to the outcome.
Okay.
So they both need to be relevant and grounded. And that groundedness is different from grounding your outcome into a specific context.
Okay.
Did that help or did it just confuse you?
No. That really made a difference now.
Oh, okay.
Because maybe I was, for me, grounded, because it's not my native language. I made the aggregation of the two things. Now I get the difference. Okay, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, high five. So, very good. And then Christian wants to be coached. And then... what I'd like to do is just focus on today on getting the well-formed outcome, and we can do some co-coaching again between Raquel and Pascal. So we'll simply do a 25-minute coaching conversation. Pascal and Raquel, I'll let you do the co-coaching and make a dance. And the idea is to get hold of the leverage point. So what is the outcome that's going to make the difference? And then ask the five required formed outcome questions. Do you have any questions about that?
Among the first six, which is the five? I get the what, the VAK, the why, the where, the when, and the with whom.
Yeah, so it's the
six.
It's the what, the why,
yeah,
one of the context questions. So the what, the why, one of the context questions.
Oh, I see.
What do you need to do to get there, and the ecology question. And personally, those are the five required. Personally, I think the VAK needs to be in there as well.
So what, why, context question, what do you need to get there? What actions do you need? Okay.
Mm-hmm. What do you need to do?
And ecology.
Ecology, yeah. And personally, like I said, I think the VAK should be part of that as well.
Right. Okay. Well, look, let's think about six then.
Yes.
Okay.
That's good. Okay.
Okay.
Ready, Raquel?
Yeah, okay.
I'll let you kick off, and I'm going to mute myself, and I'll just listen in, and if I feel like it would be beneficial to interrupt, then I will do so.
Okay.
All right, 25 minutes are yours.
Okay, Pesco, who is going to start?
You can start.
Okay. Christian?
Yes.
What do you want from this section?
Well, for some reason, I was the chairman of my firm, and I'm now the CEO, and I have to lead people on the sale side. And I have some conflict with myself because I do not see myself as someone who can sell. And I know I could help them coaching them, but in that context, I have to be their leader. And I do not see myself as someone who can sell. I think I can sell something, but I have some internal conflict about that. And I would like to make clear the trip I have to make before I see myself as someone who can sell things and products.
So what you are telling me is that you want to make it clear yourself about the selling product. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
What kind of products and what it's clear about selling that you would like to have? What's that to you?
What's that to you? For me, in fact, selling is something that is, I know it's not true, but it's how I'm feeling. Selling is a process that people have or not. It's how
it's a process?
Process that people have or not. And that I've been in most of my career avoiding selling. And I managed people, I manage the process, the internal process, but negotiating and something to sell products, not about finance and other kind
of
negotiation.
Can I interrupt just for 1 second?
Yes.
If I understand that you said you believe people either have the ability to sell or not have the ability, is that what you said?
Yeah, I have some kind of frame like this.
Something like this. Also, yes. You said you were looking for the trick in order to be able to sell. What does trick mean?
Trick means techniques, maybe states, probably some states and techniques, a mix of both.
So on one hand, you're looking for states or techniques, the trick, to be able to sell, and on the other hand, you believe either you can sell or that people have the ability to sell or not sell. Does that feel like it's a bit in contradiction?
Yes, that does, really. And that's what I'm looking to go through.
So in this session, what is it you would really like to do? Is it to be able to address that contradiction?
Well, even solve it.
Solve the contradiction. Okay. Okay, I'll give it back to Raquel.
So you're saying that from this section you'd like to solve this contradiction, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So what does it mean to you, this trick, these states, these techniques? For this this hand?
I think it's how I see other people, and they look like people who lack challenge, and I cannot identify with people who sell. It's I don't know, they seem too much confident for me, and maybe there's something with that. I don't like to be too much confident. It looks dangerous to me.
Repeat, please. You don't like to?
I don't like to feel too much confidence. Well, in fact, it's the same contradiction, because I see people who are selling people like people who have a lot of self-confidence. And
okay.
On the same thing, I do not believe that being too much self-confident is safe. Though I would like to have that state when I'm selling.
Okay, you are telling me that you would like to be confident, you'd like to be in that state when you are selling.
Yes. Even if I believe it's too much from other context.
What about, Pascal? What about being too confident is dangerous?
Too confident is dangerous, meaning I believe that we have to be careful about what we do, and people who are too much going towards, they do not really think about what's behind and the consequences. They just go towards their goal, and this is something I cannot do. Going towards means going slowly and checking that everything is fine.
So, what would you like instead of that?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I would like, in the context where I'm selling, to get that state. But I do not see myself as someone who is doing it. That's my contradiction.
So, is confident. So, Raquel, you asked the question.
You can say, Pascal. Sorry.
That's okay. I'm listening. I'm trying to understand. Is this about your? Do you want to work on your identity with regard to selling in this session?
Yes. I would like to be able to find the way to have an identity of someone who is selling when I am selling, or when I am leading people that need to sell.
Now, what does identity mean to you? That
would mean I am selling, I can sell, I can act as people who are selling.
Is that an identity or a role?
Well, for me, it's the same thing.
So identity and a role are the same thing for you?
Yes.
So that means when you have a role of being, I'm not sure what it could be, but every role you take is equivalent to your identity.
Well, I believe that in each function I have a different identity, yes.
Ah, so there are more than one, you have more than one identity.
Yes, not on the psychic side, but you can call them role, for me it's the same thing.
Yes. So you'd want to take on the role or the identity of a seller.
Yes.
So what about taking on the role of a seller is dangerous or not safe for you?
Well, it's like I'm believing that people who are like this are very moving forward people and rushing to the outcome, and
I've heard you say that several times, moving forward and rushing to the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it about moving forward?
Well, I'm realizing maybe I'm a bit scared of moving forward. I'm very strong away from people, person, sorry, and maybe I'm scared to move forward.
So is it, for this session, we need to work on your ability to move forward in certain circumstances as opposed to go from to be away from in the circumstance? Is this the meta program of being flexible in going towards or away from? Is that? I think we're losing. You're drifting off again. I can't hear the responses.
Do you hear me now?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And sorry, I did not hear your question.
Okay. What I was asking was, for the meta program of towards and away from, is what we need to work on today your ability to step into the role of moving toward, as opposed to being away from?
Yes, that could be a good first step. Yes.
Okay. So, what's important about this? As a first step.
As a first step, it's important because I do not see myself as someone who is going forward straightforwardly. I need to check that everything is okay, and maybe I'm losing some opportunities. And at the worst, it's complicated for me to lead people who are very much going forward.
Do you believe you either have to be moving forward? You can't be doing both. You can't be moving forward and also doing away from position. You believe you can only do one? It's all or nothing. Either moving forward or moving away from. Not either or. I mean, it's all or nothing. Do you believe that?
Yeah, probably I have some either or. Yes.
Yeah, either or, yeah.
Either. Yes. In fact, I have either or on this, and I'm opposing two things that are not opposed. In fact.
So, what did you realize about this opposition?
That there is a continuum where I can move rather safely. So I can probably enter easier that role of being a toward person.
Raquel?
Are you sure about that?
No, not 100%. But I would like to be sure. If I would like to be sure, that would really solve a problem. So I need to solidify that idea that I can move safely along the axis away from to towards.
Is that what you would like?
Yes.
So imagine right now, Christian, that you can do that. Mm-hmm. And you can move forward safe in the way that you really, really want to. What would be different if you do that?
Well, I would probably not pay attention to what could not work.
Okay.
I would pay attention of what is going on, and all the steps that have been made in the discussion, and I would be probably less paying attention to what's happening inside me, and be more outwards focused.
Okay. What else? more focus, paying attention to what it's inside.
Probably objection, not as objection, but as opportunities to move forward. Yes, I would be more, I would have more strategic thinking towards my goal, and
okay,
not about the risk that something may not really be what's going to what I'm selling.
Okay. And looking in for what you just said right now, can you do that?
Well, I can experience that. I can imagine. I can imagine myself doing that, which is the first step. I could not some minutes ago.
Okay. Imagine, can you do that? Imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I think I can do.
Okay. And when you do that, what would be a behavior that you have that if you bring to you that you help you to do what you need? To put this in practice.
A behavior.
Yeah.
A behavior would be to look for meetings where I will meet people, where I can potentially sell them something, and not just wait that they come. It would be to look for them to the meetings.
Okay. And looking for everything that you just said right now, who will be Christian when he's moving forward with this?
Well, it would be funny. I'm sorry for the metaphor. It would be a rat racer.
A rat?
A rat racing. I don't know. It came to my mind like this, but
okay.
I like the idea. It's funny.
What does it mean?
What does it mean? That is not thinking too much and going towards his goal, and bumping into the I don't know. Obstacles is English too. No, the things that you bump into. I don't know the English word. So imagine there is a wall and you need to cross it. You just bump into it and cross it. And you see, I see a rat making that, racing.
And
that's who I will be.
And what's funny about that? You laughed and I wondered what was funny about that.
What's funny? Oh, that's a good question. That's funny because it does not pay attention to a wall. It does not pay attention to what can prevent him from its goal.
Okay.
Probably my away from and be careful model still there. But it's funny, but I like the idea.
Do you like that?
I like the idea of a rat crossing the walls and going towards his goal without really caring of what's stopping him.
Okay. So, what do you need to do to have what you want?
Well, it's just jumping into a state now that I've described it. And I just need to create the state and jump into the state and test it and probably refine it.
And
but,
it seems to me that you know the kind of state that you need to be in.
It seems to you, sorry, that the...
The kind of state that you need
yes.
to be in or to create.
I think it has begun as I was talking of what I needed to do. My state shifted, and so I need to refine that state and experience it.
So, so is that what we need to work on today, to refine that rat racer state and experience it? That will give you the most.
Yes. And probably check the objection. I think we need to check the objection first.
Check the objection. So did any objections come to mind for that rat racer state?
I'm just going to stop you for
okay.
a moment. Yeah, so so if we look at back, we've got five more minutes. If we look back at the conversation and relate it to the outcome that Christian wants, what are all the aspects that are part of the outcome and part of the problem?
The aspects, he talked about having an away from strategy, and it was preventing him from he thinks that he needs a toward strategy in order to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's connected, and also he's associating a role with his identity, and that it's he doesn't want to take on that role. It might be the same thing, but he doesn't want to take on that role or that identity of being in that state, which he thinks has to be purely outcome, purely
okay.
a toward strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And so he initially talked about looking for the trick or techniques or process for him to be able to step in to do that selling.
Mm-hmm.
He's also assuming that he has to be a seller in order to lead sellers. He said that
okay.
initially.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we were trying to narrow down exactly what it was that he wanted to do. And the other aspect is that he asks about going into that state, which is probably the next step, going into a situation in which he brings to bear a resource. It sounds like he wants to create a resource to bring to bear when he's leading his consulting group, whether it's
okay.
leading them or selling to them. And so the outcome seems to be creating that resource and then seeing how it fits, and then going back and seeing if it addresses the way from towards or the identity. There's a whole list of things that are possible barriers, possible ecological pieces.
Right.
But,
and so that, and because like I'm missing the acknowledgement, that is a critical part of why we want acknowledgement. So we've
right.
got the towards and away from. Do we need to stretch that? The sense of identity, do we need to work on that? Do we need
yes.
to work on some of the beliefs that Christian has around selling?
Mm-hmm.
So
it's
we want
lot.
To quality
yeah.
control that. It might be, yeah, and that it might actually mean that we need two coaching sessions or three.
Yeah.
But
it's very rich. It's very richer in
exactly.
terms of different areas to look at. It's a very rich.
And that's why we want to feed that back to Christian, so that Christian can say, yeah, out of all of this, well, if I change my. So one of the things that he has said is like, and Pascal, I believe that you mentioned that as well. Like there's only one way of being a seller, and that is being someone who is only forward moving and doesn't really pay attention to the people. And there's a value behind there. And so that would have been great for like a validation. What is the value that Christian has is that maybe caring for people?
Mm-hmm.
And so he puts them on either or as well. It's either I'm a seller and I'm like, I don't care about, I just go and sell really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm not a seller and I care about people's feelings and emotions. There's also an either or.
Right.
Can you bring those to Raquel?
Femiko?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was saying at the beginning about that it was a challenge to him about the states and the techniques. And at the end of this conversation, he came back about the state again.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Yeah. At the beginning, he was talking about a trick, and he was talking about his states and about techniques that was a challenge to him. And at the end of this conversation, that before you came in, he was talking about the state again.
Okay, and what state was that?
What was that the connection? Because he was starting talking about states, about that tricks him, about the states, the techniques that. About sellers, and then he came again about being some state and a different state and rat rate state.
Yeah.
Is that important?
I cannot answer that question. That is up to Christian. To decide, and that's why, like, it's good to kind of say, okay, this is what we've discussed so far. And Raquel, you turned it into behavior. What is the behavior that you want to do, to be able to do? And so you've started grounding it. I'm still curious that you could do a bit more grounding, but then you can wrap up the entire conversation or wrap up what you've discussed so far and say, okay, so Christian. What we've got so far is that you've want to do this type of behavior that you label selling. And right now what you believe about selling is that sellers don't, and I'm not sure, I'm paraphrasing this, but sellers just move forward and they don't really listen to people or care about their emotions. They just want to sell really quickly. That's one thing that you believe. It sounds like that flies in the face of a value that you have of still caring for people. You talked about being confident and being toward moving. You talked about that confidence being dangerous. So then you wrap up everything that you've said, all of the elements. See how they're related, and then you can ask Christian. So knowing that this is where you're at right now, and this is where you want to be, what are the things that we need to work on? Because it sounds like there's several things, but it might be that there's just one thing. If this is the thing that we can change, all of the others will change as well. So that's what I want to figure out. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Raquel?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So we've got 5 more minutes. So I would focus on that and see, okay, what are the things that need to be worked on?
Okay. Pascal?
Okay. So we've talked about a lot of things today, as we were just discussing, the moving away from or toward, your identity, having a state like the rat racer state, wanting to be more strategic as opposed to thinking about risk all the time. So, and the steps you think you need to get your outcome. So, what is it? Let's be more specific about the outcome. What is it particularly you think will be the most important thing to work on today among those things that will get you closer to what you want to do?
Well, the most important would be how to move forward, how to go into a move forward mode, and stretch that meta program.
And what does move forward mean to you in this context?
In this context, it would be to go towards the sale and to have some strategic thinking about selling. And yes.
So suppose you were in a selling situation. Can you think of a selling situation you might be in? As you know.
Yes.
What would you be doing if you were moving forward? Well, thinking or feeling.
What would I be doing in my feelings? Sorry.
What would you be doing, or what would you be seeing, or feeling, or saying? What would your experience be?
First, I'm realizing that I would listen a lot. It was I was seeing myself as I would need to speak a lot, that I need to listen a lot and just present what I have to do and then what I have to sell, sorry, and just listen and follow the client and just answer the questions in a way where I can, after I answer, so I ask a question, so it looks like a conversation, and in fact, I would be in an influencing process.
So have you realized anything about this, in this influencing process that you discussed just now?
Well, I was thinking that it was changing identity, but I can be and feel myself and do this. And I'm realizing that as I am doing this, I am moving forward. And it's not rushing. I had some, in fact, the coaching made me realize I had either or, yes, and a lot of ideas about selling people, which are really not true. Just when I was thinking of the questions I had.
Anything else?
Well, probably I'm someone who sells who did not know he was selling. So I've already sold things. I've already sold projects. I've already sold my firms to investors. So if I can do that, I can probably sell a product.
Is that a good resource experience?
Yes. Yeah, I'm realizing that the process is the same, and I was making two different things. But in fact, the process is the same. It's just about detecting and convincing people and just following a process, whatever it is, and just getting a yes.
So if you go back into that selling situation, what is it now that you just did? Go back into it again.
Well, what happened, it was I was just focusing on the meeting with a person, but I'm realizing the selling process is much wider, and that I can manage. I can manage all steps, but I was focusing on just the meetings. And where I introduce and say what we can do and so on. Now the process is wider, and I'm feeling much more comfortable getting into it, because I see it as a wider process and not focusing on the toughest part.
So has that clarified your outcome, or have you achieved your outcome, or felt like?
Yes. Yes. I realized that I had a lot of either or about selling people, and this I need I need change, but I can do it. And about the selling process, I had a lot of either or, and I had about of a wavefront towards, i.e. the or. So I'm realizing about management, probably I have a pattern about that when I'm doing management. So it's great, great results of that coaching session.
Is there anything
is that ecological?
Is this ethical?
Ecological.
Probably not fully, but I can manage the objection. Probably it's not fully. Probably some part of me is discounting the result, but I can manage. I can follow on making the changes.
So is that what we need to work on, identifying the part of you that's discounting the result? Is the discounting part what we need to work on today?
In 2 minutes, you can do that.
Yeah. Actually, time is already up.
I know. It's for another session, but, you know, that was a natural question to ask, regardless of where we were today. But.
Yeah. Very nice. Okay,
well, thank you
Christian and Pascal and Raquel. So, yeah. Raquel, what are you taking away from this conversation? What is your biggest learning?
I felt more confident today than the others meeting. And I was more present and feeling, hearing more what Christian was saying and paying more attention about what Pascal as well was saying, and that makes a big difference to me today.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Okay, very good. Very good. And Pascal, what was your biggest takeaway?
Not to forget the acknowledgments.
Okay.
No, nice. It's how to work with someone in the co-coaching to go at this, when to go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to do that.
Yeah, that brings a whole new level to it.
It does bring a little level to it.
Yeah.
You don't want to take it over. Yeah, it does bring in a level to it. So I was trying to balance that. So I was working toward that skill.
Yeah, nice. So a couple of things that I've noticed is that, Raquel, for you, what I noticed is that you were really focused on grounding the conversation and getting the details and asking what is the behavior that you're going to be seeing, and so that really helped ground the conversation. You could do even more of that by asking, like, so tell me, give me an example where this would occur.
Okay.
So then you can have him describe that. So that would be a tip for the next time. And for Pascal, for you, what I notice is that you identified the patterns. What I'd like you to also focus on is identifying frames, and that goes for both Raquel and Pascal, is to identify what frames are being presented here.
Okay.
And then, so I'm hearing you say, is this what you believe about selling? Is this what you believe about yourself in selling? So there were a couple of beliefs that he had about selling. I would want to feed that back and ask him, so what state does that put you in, and how is that working for you? Thinking and feeling this way about selling in your role as a leading this sales team, How is that affecting that? Because then he starts to quality control that. So in addition to identifying patterns, it's also identifying frames.
Okay.
Yeah. So both a bit like, in a way, more more of the grounding, more of the identifying of what's going on here, and making the acknowledgement, and then bringing that back to what do we need to work on today. And it's and that's where testing questions really come in. Can you do that right now? Have you done that before? You know, so and it sounded like there were several things that he can work on, and then you can set up a coaching program, and you can frame that too. We might not be able to do everything today, but what are all of the things that we need to focus on? Is this something, your identity, do we need to work on all or nothing thinking? Do we need to stretch towards and away from? Do we need to change some frames around what you believe about selling? So those might all be topics that need to be worked on, and you can put that then in a program. So which one do you want to start with that's going to make the biggest difference?
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Any questions?
No.
Christian, how about you?
Well, that session opened and made me realize many insights, in fact. It's about all the prejudices I had about sellers, about selling.
Mm-hmm.
And that cleared my thinking a lot, or made me aware of where I had to make things clear.
Mm-hmm.
Things
yeah.
clear, sorry. And so that was quite powerful, and the co-coaching is really powerful.
Mm-hmm. What is powerful about it for you?
Well, the rhythm of the two coach is not exactly the same, and I had the sensation that Raquel was more in the confrontation, and I needed that at that moment. It was very powerful, that confrontation, those confrontations when they had to be. And it's not the same rhythm, and people probably for Pascal it looked complicated, but I did not feel that it was complicated. It was quite fluent when I was having the following the questions.
Okay, very good. Very good.
I did not have the sensation that the co-coaching was struggling about anything, I was in the changing process.
Nice, very nice.
But thank you very much. You opened many things that I had to think about.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Okay, so is there anything else that you would like to discuss today?
For me, no. Was no. Great.
Okay.
No.
Pascal?
Nope. I think this is good. I'm awaiting the upload of this so I can listen to it again.
Yes. Well, now I have figured out what my problem was. I've had some problems with uploading, or not the uploading itself, but the recordings, I have to convert them to a different format, and that wasn't working, but I figured it out.
Good.
So
good.
It should
High
be
five.
Yeah. Took me a bit, all the technical stuff. But yeah, so it should work easily right now. Anything else?
No, not for me. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, well, perfect. I will be posting it online later today.
Okay.
And if you have any questions, just let me know, and we'll be meeting again 2 weeks from now.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.